Hello, I'm Mark Keane. I'm a Microsoft MVP and a Microsoft Azure architect working at Vigilant IT based in Sydney, Australia. This webinar will take you through discussing what OMS is with a focus on security and compliance. We'll run through some slides to give you a good overview on the product and also show you some demos to help you really come to terms with the awesomeness that is OMS security and compliance. What is OMS? OMS stands for Operations Management Suite. It gathers data from servers throughout your IT infrastructure and consolidates the data into a single management interface. The data might include diagnostic, log, performance, or alert data from both Windows or Linux computers. Alerts in OMS can automatically inform you by sending an email notification, and OMS can auto-remediate issues with Azure Automation Runbooks. So, what do you get with OMS? Insight and analytics. Gain immediate insights across your workloads. Tap into operational intelligence when it matters to explore, analyze, and take action faster. Automation and control. Enable consistent control and compliance. Deliver continuous IT services and remediate issues quickly at scale. Security and compliance. Respond faster to security threats. Identify emerging threats to protect your critical data workloads. And protection and recovery. Ensure availability of apps and data. Simple, automated data protection and disaster recovery in the cloud. Those are the four value props for OMS, but this presentation focuses on security and compliance. What is OMS security and compliance? The OMS security solution collects and analyzes security data from your resources wherever they reside to provide security insights. This helps you identify potential security issues and take action quickly. OMS offers powerful integrated solutions to help you centralize and control your enterprise server security and perform more intelligent and effective threat detection. Security and compliance is a unique service in OMS that provides many benefits, including gaining a comprehensive view of your organization's IT security posture, using built-in search queries for faster investigation and resolution of risks, and identifying configuration changes to pinpoint unexpected modifications. These statistics literally blow your mind. OMS has been generally available for over a year now with more than 50,000 customers. OMS handles and has ingested more than 20 petabytes of data, and a year ago it was only 5 petabytes. So it's growing super fast. 1 year ago it's gone from 30 million queries a month to more than 188 million queries per week currently. It's a seriously powerful system. It allows you to gain deep insights into the data from your environment through intelligent search, analysis, and visualization. OMS is available worldwide and recently announced the US government. OMS is hosted in Azure, which is certified many times over with the International Organization for Standardization. Azure is certified in ISO 27001. This certification outlines hundreds of controls and control mechanisms to help organizations of all types and sizes keep information assets secure. In February 2015, Azure became the first cloud computing platform to conform to the ISO 27018 code of practice for the protection of personally identifiable information in public clouds. And in September 2016, Azure was the first hyperscale cloud provider to achieve the ISO 22301 certification with the assurance that you can now trust Microsoft Azure with your mission-critical applications and Azure's unmatched business continuity and disaster recovery preparedness. In this demonstration, we're going to take a look at the security and audit solution in OMS. The Security and Audit Dashboard is a centralized place where you can gain high-level insights into the security state of any monitored environment. The data shown here is based on the last 24 hours, but you can set a custom date range that extends the scope of reporting. The Security and Audit Dashboard is organized into four categories for easy security management. In the Security Domains area, you can explore security records over time, as well as access resources such as malware assessment, network security, Azure Security Center, and more. Under notable issues, you have an at-a-glance view of security issues requiring attention, such as events that could indicate suspicious user activity or compromised accounts, computers with insufficient protection, authentication issues, and more. Under threat intelligence, you can review the total number of servers with outbound malicious traffic, detected threat types, and a map showing where the attacks are coming from. Common security queries provides quick access to queries submitted by the OMS community. We'll take a look at threat intelligence. Here, you can visualize all malicious traffic on an interactive map. Yellow location pins indicate incoming traffic, while red indicates outgoing. If you see any red pins, these are less common and should be carefully examined. It means your servers are sending requests to malicious IP addresses. This might be the result of a compromised machine communicating to a command and control center or exfiltration of data. I'll select a yellow pin for more information about a specific incoming threat. Under threat details of this yellow pin, you can see the IP address, threat type, an overview of the threat, and more. If a full security analysis report is available, you can download it here. It is not uncommon for servers exposed to the internet to see incoming malicious traffic, but it is recommended to view these threats to ensure none of them is successful. We can also look at the various threat types from this time period and drill down much deeper to investigate further. We can see threat types and we can click into one of them to see more details. Let's take a look at how we can review all security event records over time, the history of security events, to help you gain better understanding of your infrastructure. Monitoring of current events is important, but it's just as important as looking back at the history of events. Malware assessment provides a holistic view of your environment. You can quickly identify servers with detected threats or insufficient protection and assess which servers need your immediate attention. Protection status and the detected threats on the monitored servers are red, and then the data is sent to the OMS servers in the cloud for processing. Logic is applied to the received data, and the cloud service records the data. The update assessment option helps you detect missing system updates across all your servers, whether they are running in your data center or in any public cloud. In this way, you can easily determine your organization's overall exposure to potential security problems. Let's take a look at identity and access. With an increasing amount of data and applications running in the cloud, it's important to manage authentication and ensure that access remains secure. With identity and access, you can monitor all logon activities, failed logon events by any user account, and more. So you can take proactive or reactive measures as needed. Let's take a look at the security and audit dashboard to review notable issues. With security and audit, notable issues are categorized by severity level and count, making it easy to focus on those that need your immediate attention. You can drill down further into any issue in the pane. Let's take a look at computers with insufficient protection. On the right-hand side, you can see a description of the issue and summary information for the selected computer. We can click on a security event for more information. Not many IT departments like dealing with security. It's either too boring, too complex, you don't know where to start, or no one wants to take responsibility. There's been immense change in the past 5 to 10 years. The number of security threats are both rising and targeting more people. Mark Rusinovich said it himself. You need to assume the bad guy is going to get in. Not if the bad guy gets in, it's when the bad guy gets in. Then with this in mind, you need to find ways of dealing with the knowledge of knowing the bad guy is going to get in and then start making things easier for yourself. But environments are also getting way too complex. It doesn't matter how complex the environment is, it's always the weakest link in your organization which creates the most security issues. And the weakest link is staff. The bad guy can easily email staff, and then staff click on the email, and then before you know it, it's too late. Or staff pick up a USB stick in the car park, take this into the office, plug this into their computer, and again, it's too late. Trying to come across good security personnel is tough, and it's hard to find good security people. Not only this, if you do happen to find a good security person, they would end up costing you a lot of money. But remember, even if you did have the best security person in your organization, you're not going to automatically solve the problem of people doing what they want and clicking on what they want. Mark Rusinovich discussed it about 2 years ago. Sachin Nadella was talking about it a year ago. Both Scott Guthrie and Brad Anderson were talking about it just recently. Microsoft is investing heavily in security across the entire company. Security is broken up into domains, shown here. Microsoft is investing in each and every security domain. The data domain, which covers documents. The application domain, which covers advanced threat analytics. The endpoints domain, which covers Windows 10 and other devices. The identity domain, which covers Azure AD identity protection. And finally, what we're covering here today is the cloud and data center domain. What is OMS security? OMS security is a solution on top of OMS that allows you to collect any security data, both old and new security data, and then get high-level insights into that. Microsoft's focus is hybrid, and they're pretty much spot on the money. There's no company that does 100% cloud or 100% on-premises. It's always a mixture between the two. Operations Management Suite has the advantage as it sits across everything, and it is everywhere. There is an overlap between security and operations teams, and there is a blur right in the middle. The primary cause of this blur is due to the mix of both security and operations data. There is security data that is not logs, and there are logs that are not security. There is a clear overlap between operations data and security data. The IT operations team are in charge of the data center, and they don't want to have a security-related data leak. Likewise, the security team don't want to be responsible for an operational event when a company leaks millions of passwords. Other examples of this blur between the two teams consist of patching servers, which is more of an operations team responsibility but has enormous security considerations. IT operations are the ones who deal with server problems, but performance issues with a server could be caused by either someone hacking the server or because something is wrong with the CPU. A company with legacy policies and procedures, which silos the IT operations and IT security team, will struggle faster than they think in today's world. There is no security solution that doesn't have an operations aspect, and there is no operation that doesn't have a security aspect. OMS Security and Compliance is a security solution on top of OMS and can be split into three areas. One pillar is the collection of the security data. The second pillar is about analyzing and visualizing the security data. And the third pillar is giving you real insights about that. Generally, trying to deal with security and provide a solution within a company can take months. Even then, security data is not really accessible from any other team other than the security team. The advantage of OMS is that it has the ability out of the box to make it accessible for everyone, including the operations team. The first pillar is a collection. You can correlate and act on security data. Collecting logs can be a challenge for most companies. There are many logs across many systems and across environments. The benefit with OMS is the ability to collect logs painlessly. Simply install the OMS agent on the endpoints, or alternatively, endpoints associated with SCOM can also send their logs directly to OMS via SCOM. Either with SCOM or the OMS agent, logs and telemetry data is all sent to OMS. No matter what the endpoint operating system is, Windows or Linux, logs are sent to OMS automatically. Windows logs comprise of three Windows logs, the event log, application event log, and the Windows firewall log. Linux logs comprise of syslog events, performance metrics, and container data. The core of the Linux agent uses an existing open source data aggregator called FluentD. Announced at Ignite in the US in 2016 was the introduction of the Common Event Format, or CEF for short. Common Event Format is a log management standard that was created to promote the interoperability of devices and apps that generate events or log files. The standard defines a syntax for individual log records. OMS Security and Audit can now collect Common Event Format logs. There are very few vendors that don't support the Common Event Format, Cisco being one of them. As a result, also announced at Ignite, Cisco ASA firewall logs are also supported by OMS now too. You can forward your Cisco ASA logs to OMS via a Linux agent, and then OMS will analyze the logs. However the data is collected and whatever type of unstructured data it is, OMS normalizes the data to the same structure. OMS also indexes the data to make it searchable. Data sent to OMS is also enriched. Certain strings of text in the data is searched for, including malicious IP addresses and geolocations. Microsoft Azure has the best scale in the world. In Azure, it is possible to consume 100 petabytes of storage spread across a default limit of 200 storage accounts per Azure subscription. Azure has enough fiber in their data centers. If spread out, it's enough to make a trip to the moon and back three times. And 80% of Fortune 500 companies are using the Microsoft Cloud today. With more regions than Google and AWS combined, Azure is generally available in 30 regions globally, and OMS is available in 4 regions right now: Australia Southeast, US East, West Europe, and Southeast Asia. OMS is platform as a service. As a result, Azure take care of disaster recovery, business continuity, and high availability. Azure also take care of all backups of the service, as well as all maintenance and upgrades. The OMS agents are auto-updated. OMS has really powerful log search capabilities. OMS makes use of search autocomplete. You don't need to know any code or do any search strings, as OMS gives us suggestions and automatically completes search terms in real time as we type into the search box. Alerts can be sent via email, using webhooks for ticketing systems, or by leveraging Azure Automation to auto-remediate issues. Data can be easily exported to view in either Power BI or Excel. Using APIs in OMS are extremely useful. APIs can be used to both read and write data to OMS by using REST APIs. The LogSearch REST API is used to do custom searches of data from OMS, and the Log Analytics HTTP Data Collector API is used to send custom data to OMS in JSON format. This really opens up the abilities of OMS, where you can get basically any data from OMS, plus you can send basically any data to OMS. We'll take a look at a demo soon using the new OMS PowerShell module to get data from OMS. OMS supports not only the standard logs, but also custom logs. Any file with any text in it, whether it's a CSV file, log file, XML, or text file, OMS can ingest these as custom logs. Custom logs are fully searchable, and you can create your own custom fields to help to categorize the data and to report on specific events. You can also create custom dashboards to suit your needs based on search strings. Search strings can easily be saved to OMS by using saved searches. Let's take a look at the way we can get security data from OMS by using the new OMS PowerShell module. In this demonstration, we're going to take a look at the brand new PowerShell module for OMS. We'll take a look at how to install it, where you get it from, and what permissions you need, because it does use a little bit different permissions to normal. We'll then run through a few examples on how to use the PowerShell module against OMS. We'll run through some examples, getting a list of saved searches, running some saved searches that we've got saved in OMS, and getting some data back from there. Also, we'll look at the security and compliance solution and get data back against the security domains, including threat intelligence, the baseline assessment, and identity and access. All right, here you go. As you can see, this is the PowerShell module for OMS. We've got some commandlets here. We've got this one here. We've got another commandlet here. So we'll run through these very, very soon. But to begin with, to get access to run PowerShell against OMS, what you need to do is you need to use an account which is not a Microsoft account. The account that you use for authentication can either be a service principal name with Azure AD or a direct user account with Azure AD on the tenant. Okay, so one of those two, and you can then use the PowerShell module for OMS. So let's flick across to the OMS portal. And as you can see, we're looking at the security and audit console. Now, if we scroll across to the right-hand side, now, as you can see on the right-hand side, we've got common security queries. Now, these have come about with Microsoft working with industry partners, including the US and UK Defense Departments and many others. So Microsoft defines and publishes a set of recommended security baselines for Windows computers. And this is what you can see here. Now, if we go across to Log Search on the left-hand side, and we select Favorites, on the right-hand side, we've got all our favorite saved searches. We can save custom search strings in here, or out of the box with OMS, it gives you a whole bunch of saved searches, common searches, and common queries like we looked at before as per baselines. And so here we've got security and audit. Now, if we click on show all and have a look at all of the common search strings here, let's have a look at this one, for example. Log on activity by account for accounts who only logged on less than 5 times. And if we have a look, we can see here, it's showing us quite a bit of data, and that's a little bit alarming. So what we could do is we could take this search string here, copy it to the clipboard, go across to PowerShell, and we can work with it. So what we can do is we can use one of these existing entries here. We can go over the top and paste the search string in here. Then we can assure that it's only top 20 showing, so it'll bring back the data without overwhelming the system. And as we wait for the results to come through, we can see that it's pretty quick. We've gone out to OMS using the module. We've given it the search string. We've told it the date range and come back with all this data. Now, if you have a look at the listing here, it's pretty much similar to the listing that we see in OMS itself. So we can go to Log Search and click on Favorites and click on the search string here. Log on activity by account for accounts who only logged on less than 5 times. And so this is the listing here that we had before. Go back to PowerShell and it's pretty much exactly the same. So there we go. That's a good little example for you. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, why bother with PowerShell? Well, here we go. If we scroll up a little bit, this is where it gets funky. You can customize it even more so with PowerShell to exactly what you want. So this one here I've got highlighted is a saved search. Now, saved searches in OMS are search strings and searches that you've done in the past, and you can click on the option to save the search as a favorite. So what we did before just then was we clicked on favorites to save searches, and we used one of the saved searches out of the box in OMS for one of the solutions that we installed. So we can also do our custom saved searches as well. But if we run this one here, this is computers with detected threats. So let's run this and wait for a couple of minutes, or not even that, a couple of seconds for the results to come back. And as you can see here, there's two computers listed with threats. This is using our threat intelligence. And threat intelligence is comparing network traffic to global threat intelligence from Microsoft, partially sourced from Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit. So we can visualize these attacks as well right here, and we can do what we want with it. So this is pretty important information, I would think, if one of your computers in your organization got compromised and it had a threat on there, be it malware or something else. You'd want to know about it straight away. So what we can also do is, using our function here, I've got a send SMS function here which goes via Telstra in Australia. We can send a SMS to a mobile phone with pretty much any message we want. So let's do that. If we run this and send this message, so what it's going to do is it's going to send this message to my mobile phone, this one here. So it's got the first computer in the list, and then have at the end detected threats. It doesn't have to have that much detail. It just has to have enough detail to let me though know that, okay, there's a detected threat on at least one computer. I know about it. I need to act on it fast. So if we run this here, this whole bunch of PowerShell line 50 to line 52, I'll grab my phone. And there you go. The SMS message has come through pretty much instantaneously. And so we can automate this. We can go one step further and we can put that into Azure Automation if we like. And we can have that run on a schedule to automatically check with this saved search. And if there are any computers with detected threats, send a text message through straight away to my mobile phone so I know about it straight away. Other things you can do with a PowerShell module for OMS, you can look at the different security domains. These are the security domains that are part of the security and compliance solution. So we've got identity and access, and we've got threat intelligence, and baseline assessment, to name a few. There is more, but that's just a few of them. Now, each of these PowerShell snippets that we've got here listed on the screen are pretty much the same theme. Now, they all list a search string here. They've also got a date and time value. So there's a start date and end date. So this is pretty much for a week. The search string here, the search query, I can build myself. I can write it or I can sort of copy and paste from somewhere else. I can massage it. I can change bits around. It's like writing code. It's exactly the same thing, except it's a search query for OMS to pull data out of the database. And so when you install a solution for OMS, let's say security and compliance, for example, that solution being installed will also install a whole bunch of favorite saved searches, which are essentially query strings, pre-populated query strings, which you can use to search in log search. And so let's run through this now in PowerShell. Let's run the first bit here. Now, what it's going to do is take this search string and it's going to display a list of results. And the search string here is, the type is security event, and it's going to get us a list of all security events per username. And if we run that, it'll get us the results within a couple of seconds. And there we go, listed based on target username, and it's the top 20 because we've got here the top 20 results. So there we go. Now, this is showing here all security events for the usernames. Now, we might not want to display all security events because security events could be good and bad. It can be failed, it can be successful. So we might just want to focus on failed security events only. In that respect, all right, if we focus on the failed logon attempts only, so event ID here 4625 specifies failed logon attempts only. Let's run this block of PowerShell here and let's wait for a couple of seconds for the results to come through and have a look at that. So immediately you can see it's slightly different results, and the administrator account is something to be really concerned about, is it's being used to log on to systems with, and it's failing the logon. So whoever's using that account doesn't know what the password is. It could be somebody, it could be somebody from outside, it could be a hacker who's trying to log on with that administrator account as well. And that is actually concerning because the administrator account is a default username. It's pretty much one of the ones that people try in the first instance, no matter what. And so let's go and check further into the administrator account. Let's get some more information about what is going on there. So the next one down here, the next block of PowerShell we've got is a slightly different search string. It's got the event ID 4625. It's got the target account, which is administrator. So we're specifying the target account being administrator here. So we'll highlight this block of text and run it. And a couple of seconds later, it'll display back all the results. And we have a look at the results. There's a lot of information here for what we've asked to display back. So not all the information is going to be useful for us. We only want to know about a selected number of fields. And so what I've got here on line 113, I've got listed here the number of fields. So I've got process, target username, account, computer, workstation name. They're the fields that I reckon is going to be the most value to me to bring back the information that I need. So if I run that line here, it's going to be the same as the one that I ran before, same search string, focused on the administrator account, failed logon attempts, but it's going to give us only the information that we want. Now, looking at that already, within seconds, I can tell straight away it's nothing to be concerned about. The fact that this administrator account's being used as a failed logon, it's not somebody inside the company, it's not somebody outside trying to hack in, it's actually a SQL agent executable file, which I know about. It's on the same computer, it's only going to take like me a couple of seconds to fix. And so, there we go. There's a good example on how you can use PowerShell to really drill into the nitty-gritty and get the information that you need. As we get down further through the security domains, we've got threat intelligence here. Now, threat intelligence is based on information from Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit and Global Threat Intelligence. They aggregate all that data and they build up a massive database of malicious IP addresses. Okay, so this search query here has got listed here, malicious IP equals asterisk. So wildcard, any malicious IP address, show me the result. So if I run that bit of PowerShell code here, a couple of seconds later, it's going to display back all threats that it knows about inside of our organization. And so there you can see there, it's got three threats. Botnet is the biggest one. So that's, I'm going to be a little bit concerned about botnet and find out more information about that one. So down here, the next block of PowerShell I'm going to run, if we scroll across to the right-hand side here, I've got specified specifically the threat type is botnet. So if I hit F8 and run that, it's going to display lots of information. Okay, so as you can see here, there's quite a bit of information here, and I want to focus your attention on just a few of these fields here. So as you can see here, the country it's got here, France, it's got the longitude and latitude where the botnet is coming from. It's got the type of botnet it is. It's also got the level here saying amber. Now don't forget too, amber is any attacks coming inbound to your organization, and red is the opposite to that. It's if your computer is compromised, then it's sending information or anything outbound to an actor on the internet. Now, that would be more concerning if it's red. You would shut down those computers straight away. But anyway, these computers here, you can see what computers they are by looking at the computer field here. You can see that that what computers they are on the network. You can also see what the malicious IP address actually is as well. And so all of this information comes in quite useful. You can go and clean that machine. You can rebuild it from a corporate image or whatever you need to do. OMS provides the tools to analyze the data and gives you the tools to assess your security posture. Built in, out of the box, you have these four assessment tools. Update. Windows updates are very important in the theme of security. You can view the updates that are missing from systems by using the System Update Assessment solution. Using this solution, you can also set a schedule to apply missing updates. Anti-malware. OMS gives you state-of-the-art anti-malware on the servers. This option enables you to quickly identify computers with insufficient protection and computers that are compromised by a piece of malware. Security Configuration Baseline. Microsoft, together with industry and government organizations worldwide, including the US and UK government, defines a Windows configuration that represents highly secure server deployments. This configuration is a set of registry keys, audit policy settings, and security policy settings, along with Microsoft's recommended values for these settings. These sets of rules is known as Security Baseline. OMS Security and Audit Baseline Assessment capability can seamlessly scan all your computers for compliance. And Identity. The Identity and Access Dashboard provides an overview of your identity state, including the number of failed attempts to log on, the user's account that was used during those attempts, accounts that were locked out, accounts with changed or reset password, and currently number of accounts that are logged in. Please note, currently the data is based on security events login data event ID 4624. In the future, Office 365 logons and Azure AD data will also be included. Let's take a look quickly how you can visualize security data in OMS as a result of threats. In this demonstration, we're going to take a look at the security aspect of IMS, the security and audit solution. And we're going to have a bit of fun. We're going to go crazy and probably get ourselves into trouble, but that's fine because we're going to do it in a controlled environment. So what I've done, I've created a brand new virtual machine in Microsoft Azure. It's Windows Server 2016. It was GA just recently. All the Microsoft Azure security aspects for the network I've turned off completely. So I've deleted the network security group. So there's no protection on the network from a Microsoft Azure point of view. The machine's got a public IP address. It's sitting on the internet openly. We are relying solely on the Windows firewall of the virtual machine. Now this virtual machine in Azure itself, I've attached it to our OMS workspace. So OMS is aware of this virtual machine. The telemetry logs are being sent up to OMS and we can do log searches for it. So it's aware of that, the virtual machine in that respect. On the virtual machine itself, I've also copied all of the attachments that I've received over the last several months from dodgy senders that send you stuff like, you know, the Word documents, the PDF documents, which you know they're from dodgy senders and you can't double click on them because if you do, you're going to get malware, you're going to get probably the Encrypto Locker, it's going to encrypt all your files. So all of those files that I've received over the last several months, I've copied those all to the virtual machine to a folder. So we're going to double click on some of those shortly. We'll also disable the firewall on the virtual machine itself, the Windows firewall. So we'll see how quickly the bad guy can probably get in. And then we'll take a look in OMS to see what happens with the security and audit and see how quickly we can gain visibility over this virtual machine. So let's take a look. All right, here we go. Let's take a look at Microsoft Azure quickly. This is a virtual machine which I've set up just for this test. Now, it is in a separate virtual network completely. It's isolated, so it is a controlled environment. Here is our network security group that got set up by default when we created the virtual machine. However, I've detached it just to prove that. I can click on the NIC. I can wait for this to load, go to network security group, and here it's set to none. So I've broken that attachment. So there's no protection for this virtual machine on the internet. It's got a public IP address, which is here. And as you can see, there it is. It's definitely a public IP address. Right, so let's go to the virtual machine and let's have a bit of fun. So here's the virtual machine here. Now, what I've done, I've opened up these two emails here on the left-hand side ahead of time, so they're ready to go. So one of them here is a PDF which this person has invited me to open up, and I can click on View File, and as you can see down the bottom, it's a dodgy link, so we'll do that shortly. There's another one here which somebody else has sent me. Obviously, they haven't sent it directly. It's happened from their machine because their machine's infected. As you can see, it also goes to a dodgy link. On the right-hand side, I have a folder called Dodgy Files. And in here, I've got two Word documents which were sent as attachments, and I haven't opened them yet, so I don't know what's going to happen with these two Word documents. Right, let's get started. So we'll click on this file here at the top left and we'll see where that takes us. So currently at the moment, we do have the OMS agent installed on this machine. Okay, so we've done that one. Let's click on this other link right here and see what happens. Page cannot be displayed. Interesting. Okay, maybe the link is out of date. Maybe it has done something. We don't know. That's fine. We'll close that down. Let's open up some dodgy files in this dodgy files folder which I've got. Now these are two Word documents. If I double click on this one here. Now I have never opened these files ever before. So this is all new to me as well. And as you can see, they're different Word docs. Let's go enable editing to really open it up. And enable content, yes. All right, so we've opened up all of these attachments. We've done everything that what the average user or this normal user out there in the workplace would do, because they wouldn't know. They'd get the email through. They double click on the attachment. They'd think it was a normal thing to do. Somebody sent them an email. All right, let's take a look at security and audit in OMS. And what can we see on the front screen under active issue types? Nothing just yet that stands out. However, if we click on anti-malware assessment, Look at this. We can see it. There's the name of the computer in Azure, and that's the one, the machine that we ran all those dodgy attachments on. It's picked it up straight away, pretty much. And on the right-hand side, we can see here, that's the name of the Trojan on the computer. So it's definitely infected. So what we can do, we can click on it, and it takes us into LogSearch. And what we'll do is save that as, just because we can, we'll save it as a specific saved search, and we'll call it Trojan Dropper. That'll do. And the category will be critical, security critical notable issues. Let's do that. Save. Okay, now if we go back to security and audit, it'll show up on this pane here, notable issues, because we've just added it in. And there you go, there it is there. So Trojan Dropper is the one that was on the virtual machine, but as you can see, there's actually three of them. If we click into it and have a look, the amount of computers that are infected, there's only one computer that's infected, which is the one that we used before in where we opened up all those dodgy attachments, the one that's hosted in Microsoft Azure. And it's pretty badly infected with a whole bunch of stuff. So there you go. OMS is right off the bat, it's picked it up almost instantly that this computer is infected. Now, we can go one step further if we wanted to. We could click on alert up here, and we can create an alert. So any computer on our network or any computer in the organization which is infected, it'll send an email. Now, we can give this alert a name. So I'll just call it test for the time being. Over here, we've got the alert frequency, how often we want it to check, and greater than, let's say, zero, which will pretty much mean it'll send it through no matter what. And over here, we can send an email notification if we wanted to. Down here, it's got webhook. Now, webhook is one of those things on the web which listen out for things being sent to it, for example. So I can go yes here and type in a URL for a third-party service. So for example, PagerDuty, where I can add the PagerDuty URL here. And what would happen is, as soon as the alert was triggered, it would send something to PagerDuty. We can also include a JSON payload as well if we wanted to configure it even more so. Another use case for this webhook, we could send that to our ticketing system if we wanted to. The ticketing system would have a webhook URL. We'd put it in here. We could add some JSON to it, and then it'll automatically create a ticket in the ticketing system based on this alert. The other thing that we could do too is we could run a runbook automatically when this alert has been detected. We can create a runbook like in advance. We can select the runbook and it would do things. It can sort of like shut down that virtual machine. It could sort of do other things. It can remedy the situation. You can pretty much do anything with runbooks because it's based on PowerShell. So there are your options, and that's what it looks like in OMS when you do dodgy stuff or when your staff does dodgy stuff on the computer. Organizations used to protect their system from adversaries by enhancing their own defense mechanisms. While each organization can fight them alone, threat intelligence offers a way to use knowledge that is gathered by other organizations and security researchers to make the defense more effective. The OMS Security and Audit Solution now provides you threat intelligence enrichment without the additional effort or payment. Threat intelligence is shifting the security model and minimizing the extent of security incidents. Security teams can make a better and more informed response to security incidents. Threat intelligence in OMS security is based on feeds from leading threat intelligence vendors and Microsoft's own data that is gathered while defending their own cloud services. The insights are derived and informed by trillions of signals from billions of sources. They create an intelligent security graph that Microsoft uses to inform how they protect endpoints, better detect attacks, and accelerate their response. Their goal is to enable customers to benefit from this knowledge and to protect their resources. Microsoft want customers to achieve this out of the box without complex integration scenarios. Threat intelligence is all about enriching OMS security and audit by continuously feeding real-time intelligence into the log data in a process called cross-correlation and enriching. So not only is it about correlation of data, and not only is it about analysis and visualization of data, it's all about gaining insights into notable threats. Notable issues are an at-a-glance view of your environment. It's a prioritized list of notable security issues that require attention across all security domains. You can add your own notable issues very easily. You simply create a custom search query and you can save it to appear as a notable issue. From here, just like any other saved search or search query, you can easily turn the notable issue into an alert. You can set up a webhook for integration into a ticketing system, or you can grab the data using PowerShell to customize your alerts by using an SMS API, which we showed you earlier. OMS has advanced detection analytics built in. Microsoft know all about new threats. There is a whole team of security experts that constantly analyze global threat intelligence and data partially sourced from Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit. Every time Microsoft security researchers find a new attack pattern, they update the analytics. Your data is always evaluated using a fresh set of security detections. Advanced Detection Analytics is examining the security events and looks at patterns in real time that indicate a threat. Advanced Detection Analysis is working for everybody, with no prerequisites or configuration. There are currently two products, Azure Security Center and OMS Security. Azure Security Center is focused on Azure resources. The detection engine is exactly the same as OMS Security. You get the same kind of detections. OMS Security is focused on everything else, the collection of security data from virtually any source. Microsoft are currently in the process of merging these two products together. Eventually, you'll have the best of Azure Security Center and the best of OMS Security in one place. This is the final webinar in the series. You can try out what you've seen today or any of the feature sets of OMS. Simply create a free account, aka.ms/msoms. Stay up to date with OMS on Twitter by using hashtag MSOMS. If you qualify, you could take advantage of the Microsoft OMS Accelerate offer to have a Microsoft-funded proof of concept so you can see for yourself the advantages of OMS in your very own data center. Contact us for more details. Thanks for watching.